Hello, this is Theodore Turner. Today is July 30th, 2019. And today our Bible study is going to be about praying for what seems impossible by faith. I want to read some verses first about these answers to prayer. And sometimes we're all a little bit afraid sometimes that we're not doing the right things. But we need to make sure that we listen to God's verses in the Bible. In 2 Timothy 1:7 it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." And most people believe that when it says the spirit of fear, that meant dread. So you could reword that and say, "For God has not given us the spirit of dread, but of power and love and a sound mind." It actually says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." How many of you had to get up in the morning and you have this dread that things aren't going to go right today? And you've got many prayers you need to pray. And it's not on the top of your head right then, the verses that may encourage you to pray. But there are some verses that are very important, I believe, that help us to know that we can pray for things that we need. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That's really amazing. It says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Probably sharper than any surgeon's knife. Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 14:13 says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened under the eyes of him with whom we have to do, seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Jesus even told us to pray for the things we need. Now, I know some of your prayers aren't going to be answered, because I've had quite a few prayers that weren't answered. And sometimes I've asked God and praised Him for not answering those prayers later when I figured out it would have been bad for me. Mark 11:22 says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Mark 11:25 says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Mark 11:26 says, "But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." So we can pray prayers, we can pray boldly like it says, but we don't have to fear. We don't have to have that dread in our hearts that things aren't going to work out, because if God means it for us, it's probably going to work out for us just like that. Now, I think one thing's important before you start praying a lot of prayers is you need to make sure that you've done everything you need to do to be a Christian. So I want to go over these verses tonight that the Bible tells us about becoming a Christian. Romans 10:8 starts the first one. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, and thy mouth, in thy mouth and in thy heart. This is the word of faith which we preach." Now here's where it starts what you need to do. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's pretty simple. I'll read that one again. That if thou, Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see here, it's reminding us that we have to confess that we're a Christian when we're done. There are other verses that say that too. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:11, for whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. If you believe on Jesus, you're not going to have to be ashamed. If you've done something wrong or you've got a sin in your life, then you need to go to 1 John 1:9, and remember it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Oh, that's 2 Timothy 1:7. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to give us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now back to Romans 10. It talks about how we need to believe and how we need to do the things that Jesus wants to do, us to do to be saved. It talks in Romans 10:12, says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. Now Jesus is saying, it doesn't matter what country you're from, all you need to do is call upon him. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's very important that we understand some of these verses, and that we are Christians, and then we can start asking God to forgive us for things and to become Christians. If you're not for sure you're a Christian, then do these things. Number one, admit you're a sinner. The Bible says all men are sinners and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Be willing to repent. Sometimes you may be an alcoholic or maybe addicted to drugs. You have to be willing to turn from sin and repent. You may not be able to do it the first night, but you can at least repent and say, God, I'm sorry for my condition. I'm sorry for the way I am. I pray you help me to understand. Help me to know that you can't tolerate sin in front of you in heaven. And I want to get my life cleaned up. And I just want to turn from sin. I want to repent, God. And say that. Say that you want to repent, as it said in Acts 17:30. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, it says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not for yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Now you need to pray. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I've done a lot of things wrong. I pray you will forgive me for all the sins of my life, the sins of omission, things I haven't done that I should have done that were sins, and the things of commission that I did that I shouldn't have done. Forgive me for all this stuff, God. I'm going to try to clean up my life. If I have addictions and stuff like that, I'm going to work on trying to get those out of my life. And I want you to come into my heart now and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And then I will confess publicly that I've accepted you into my life. And I want to be baptized, Jesus. And I thank you for saving my soul and for sending your Holy Spirit down here and for answering all these prayers that people pray all the time. So you've now asked Jesus into your heart. You know you're not a sinner anymore. And you can ask Jesus now to do other things in your life. You can start asking him back for answers to prayer, things that you need. Now when he says things like Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. I think a lot of that means that it has to be things that are within God's will. If it's out of his will and you pray, I think you're not going to get any answer to that, but I think you'll get an answer when you pray to things that are probably His will, or something that's your desire that's not out of His will. And Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible to you. I want to go back a verse. Matthew 17:19, the disciples came to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? There was a demon they were trying to cast out. And that's when he said, because of your unbelief. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. This is Matthew 17:20. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but prayer and fasting. And that's in 17:21. You know, one way you can tell if you got faith is this, sort of like this. What if someone tells you, you're on one side and you need to get to the other side, and they say, we're sure you can make it, but you don't even try. But there are other people who have faith that they can make that jump, so they try. Now, you know that they had faith, but if you don't even try, I think that's where the lack of faith is. You have to try. And we aren't always going to get every answer that we want to prayer, but we need to ask God to help us. And we need to ask God to give us wisdom, that God can help us. In Acts 19:11, it talks about how people were healed back then. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Acts 19:12 says, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on behind the scenes because we can't see it. But there are things going on behind the scenes, and we have to keep asking God and pretending like we can jump over this mountain that's in our way or this hill that's in our way. Matthew 18:19 says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18:20 says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So God answers a lot of prayers. He wants us to say them. He wants us to look forward to seeing them answered. I heard that Oral Roberts, a very well-known minister, used to say, expect a miracle. And I think we need to do that too. We need to expect a miracle. And we need to pray together, like it says, where it says, if any two agree together as touching one thing, it shall be done. Well, today, I want you to realize that you can pray. You don't have to have fear that you're not saved, but you can pray. Now, you may not need to move a mountain today, but you probably could say a prayer. And a lot of times God works through other people. If you need a mountain moved, He may send someone that'll help you move that mountain. But you have to ask God to help you. And sometimes that person, that mountain may be a bad person in your life that's given you a lot of stress. You can ask God to help that mountain be moved, or help that mountain to be turned into something beautiful that would give Him glory. And that's what I say about people that give me a lot of trouble. I say, God, turn them into something beautiful that'll give you glory. And be willing to give up the things in your life that you don't really need. Luke 18:22 says, Jesus said, yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. Now, I don't think today we have to sell everything, but we have to be willing to get our minds off all this stuff that's around us. Because sometimes we have so many things in a room around us, we can't think about God, because we keep looking around and seeing all these different things we need to do something with, or we need to clean. We just need to clear our minds out and ask God to help us. In Luke 18:27, and He said, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. So let's pray today for one of those miracles. Let's pray to get prayer for a very great miracle, for something that seems impossible, and by faith ask in Jesus' name that He'll do it. And He will, I believe, work on it. Doesn't always mean you're going to get it right away, but He will work on it. Have a good day. In the name of Jesus, remember, God is watching over you today.